Play fake by Orton. Orton fires a bullet over the middle. Decker's got it. And Decker is into the end zone. And a penalty flag.
That's a horse collar. My bad. I'm sorry, Dave.
That's okay, Shannon. What a great throw by Kyle Orton. Decker on just a deep slant route had to hit him right between the 8 and the 7. He got into the end zone. Penalty flags thrown. This touchdown is going to stand. And the Broncos right now with a 16-3 lead.
We're going to have Shannon Sharp in the booth more often. Fireworks.
He gets in. They finally score 25 yards on that touchdown pass from Orton to Decker. Nugent with a kick of 37 yards. And with 8:54 to go, that cuts the Broncos' lead to 17-6 over the Bengals. First and goal, Cincinnati from the Denver 10. Snap to Dalton, who drops four-man pressure. Pass over the middle, caught, and that is a Cincinnati touchdown. Touchdown to Andre Caldwell, the four-year wide receiver out of Florida, and that was way too easy. That was a 72-yard drive, and really, Bengals overcoming a first and 20 and didn't really get tested much on that drive at all. Mike Nugent is going to attempt this field goal. Great stand by the Bronco defense if they can get out of here giving up three. Ball spotted far hash at the 13, an attempt of 23 yards. Up, and it is good. So that closes the gap with a minute and 5 seconds left here in the third quarter to 2. Denver 17, Cincinnati 15. But I tell you what, a victory of sorts for the Bronco defense there. Lance Ball in the game. The offset eye, Ball and Larson. Fells, the tight end comes in motion. Here's a play fake. Orton loads it up. Throws the ball deep down the right sideline. Decker makes an adjustment. He's got it at the 20, 15, 10. He prances, steps over the end zone line, and that is a Denver touchdown. Eric Decker's second touchdown of the game. And a nice adjustment on the back shoulder stop. He left two Bengal players on the ground, Crocker and Clements. And a touchdown pass from Orton to Decker of 52 yards. And the Broncos, a big touchdown. Cincinnati in the shotgun. Andy Dalton, the rookie second-round draft choice out of TCU. Slot left, A.J. Green flanked wide right. Denver brings six. Dalton steps away from pressure but can't get away completely. And Von Miller's got a sack back inside the Denver 10-yard line. There's the first sack of his career for the first-round choice out of Texas A&M. Second and 23 now. Dalton again in the shotgun. Broncos rush three. Dalton's quick throw over the middle is going to be caught. Simpson's loose out of the 40 to midfield. Simpson pulling away from Goodman. Still up on his feet. Simpson's caught from behind by Cassius Vaughn inside the Bronco 9. Second and 23, and they go for 84. Bengals knocking on the door. Snap, throw, end zone. Pass caught by A.J. Green. Did he get both feet down? He caught the ball. Yes, he did. Cincinnati touchdown. Terrific catch. I don't know about getting both feet down. A.J. Green's second touchdown reception of the season, and Andre Goodman was on coverage. It's fourth down and a yard plus. This is the noisiest it's been here. Broncos obviously have to expect Cedric Benson, but we'll find out. Benson, the I formation, actually offset I, double tight end set. Green, the lone receiver, wide left, now in motion to a wing left. Play fake. Dalton hit as he throws. Pass going to be incomplete. The pressure by Robert Ayers on the boot pass. He tried to sneak A.J. Green from a left wing all the way underneath the formation into the right flat. He just didn't have time to get there because of Ayers. And Mays almost intercepted the ball. The Broncos take over with 3:04 to go. A.J. Green wide right. Caldwell and Grisham inside of him in a trips look. Brandon Tate in the game, wide left. Jordan Shipley injured earlier in the game. Snap to Dalton. Pressure on the way. Dalton's going to be hit and pulled down for a sack. That was Jonathan Wilhite, the four-year cornerback out of Auburn, who was signed only last week. Fourth and 19. 30 seconds to go. Three receivers right, one to the left. Four-man rush. Dalton rolls to his right, sets and throws the home run ball. Ball's going to be incomplete at the 15. No flags on the play. He tried to get A.J. Green the football. Cassius Vaughn was back deep. So was Raheem Moore. And Denver is 23 seconds away from their first victory in two games. And they did it in nice fashion. Kyle Orton takes the snap and a knee, and on a dead sprint heads to the locker room. Gets a high five from offensive coordinator Mike McCoy. And John Fox has just secured his first victory as the head coach of the Denver Broncos. Denver holds on and beats Cincinnati 24-22.